Here's a thought about Lightroom collections. In the last Here's a Thought video, I was talking about the gathering asset strategy that I learned from Jerry Uhlsman. And interestingly enough, that strategy works perfectly well with today's Lightroom collections. Here's how it works in my life. For reasons that I can't explain, an idea will bubble up out of nowhere, the creative muse, or I'll be reading something and boom, there's an idea. What do you do with that idea? Well, for me, I start a Lightroom collection, and maybe I'll even have a couple of images in mind that I'll add to that collection that might feed into that idea and might possibly work. But oftentimes, it's only an image or two or three, not enough for a project. That's okay. I just let go and move on. Maybe I think of another project the next day, and I'll make a new Lightroom collection for that. At any given time, I might have 60 or 70 Lightroom collections working. And then from time to time, when I have some spare time and I'm just flipping through my Lightroom catalog, I'll say, oh, there's an image I could add to that project that might be usable. And I'll slowly build up an image set that might be usable for a given idea. Some projects, some Lightroom collections might only have a few images. Some might have 100. And a need for a lot of editing. But when it comes time to complete a project, then I can go into my Lightroom collections, see which ones look like I have enough images that I can complete the project, eliminate the ones I don't need, and proceed from there. So Lightroom collections become a way for me to brainstorm images and ideas together, all based on the gathering assets and then sorting assets in Lightroom collections. For me, it's a perfect 1-2 punch in the creative process.